Komoe awa tamanui, France in 10 day, and this is your Wātea English News. Taranaki Uri are heading to Parliament today to witness the first reading of a bill to settle claims to their maunga. The settlement deed was signed on September 1st last year in Waitara by the Crown and the eight iwi of the Taranaki Maunga Collective. Te kotahitanga o te Atiawa Liana Poutu says te pire whakatupua mo te kāhui tupua, Taranaki Maunga Collective Redress Bill will give a legal personality to te kāhui tupua, similar to other settlements covering Te Urewera and the Whanganui River. While the government has changed since the last settlement deed was signed at Waitara in September last year by the eight iwi of the Taranaki Maunga Collective, she expects the bill will pass.
The commentary that we're hearing out of some of the political parties doesn't align with where we've got to, but I guess that's because they have a different worldview perspective on our maunga. For us, it's actually recognising that we as tangata are the taina here, and that our maunga are our tuakana, are our tupuna. We shouldn't be owning them or controlling them. They should be doing that for themselves.
On other news, Greens co-leader Marama Davidson has welcomed Foreign Affairs Minister Winston Peters' statement to the United Nations General Assembly condemning the Gaza war. In a speech early this morning, New Zealand time, Mr. Peters accused the Security Council of failing in its responsibility and said Palestinian civilians must not be made to pay the price of defeating Hamas. He said New Zealand has grave concerns about Israel's plan for an assault on Rafah and slammed its plans to expand illegal settlements in the occupied territory. Ms. Davidson says it's what New Zealand should have been saying since the start of the war, in which Israel has slaughtered more than 33,000 Palestinians, the majority of them women and children.
We must always remember, especially as Māori, genocide did not start on October 7 or 8. Oppression has been happening for decades, 75 years plus, where the people of Palestine and Gaza have kept losing their lands and territories to the state of Israel, and the UN themselves have declared that illegal.
As part of a new school attendance action plan, the government will create a centralised database so schools can report weekly attendance numbers. Having 80% of students present for more than 90% of the term was one of nine targets for 2030, announced this week by Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. Mr. Luxon and Associate Education Minister David Seymour this morning announced a promotion campaign highlighting the importance of school attendance, as well as an update of public health guidance to help both schools and parents decide if a student is well enough to attend.
It is a national shame that 54% of our kids haven't been attending school regularly, and our target aims to get 80% of our students present at school for more than 90% of the term.
And that's your Wātea English News.